Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Valerie Burrell, co-hosting with my wonderful pastor, Pastor Carolyn Henderson. We are here with you with another episode of Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. Pastor, how are you this evening?
Hallelujah. He's the glory and the lifter of our heads. He's the restorer. Amen. And we bless him tonight for the opportunity to come. God bless you, Pastor Valerie. And God bless you, those of you that are listening in tonight. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're continuing our conversation on prayer. We've talked about the importance of prayer. We've talked about challenges that we face during prayer. We talked about being in the right place to get a prayer answered. Amen. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the benefits and how it's okay to write down your prayers. And we're going to talk about some of the benefits of those things tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We were talking on last week, and we talked about discussing the principles in prayer. What are the principles? What do we do? How do we approach God? How do we come into his presence? And one thing I found out that so many times, if you sit back and you listen, people tend to pray what they think. Sometimes they don't pray focused. They just grab at stuff and pray. And intercession is more than just grabbing at something, but it's a knowing what the assignment of prayer is for that particular time or that particular night or that particular season. We say focused prayer because you can't enter into prayer like you're playing a game of dodgeball. The enemy knows what we need to pray for because he's quite aware of the many things that he has bombarded us with. So his strategy is to get us off focus so we won't focus in on focused prayer and dealing with the challenges and the situations at hand. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. That goes back to Pastor Valerie when we discuss spending time with God, spending time with him and communing with him, and also it involves hearing him. Paul said, hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Hear what
God is speaking to you. We are the church, so we need to have a clear understanding where we're supposed to be in prayer, what we're supposed to be praying about, who we're supposed to be praying for. And this is not prayer is not a Burger King thing. You can't pray for what you want to pray for, but you have to pray as directed. And one of the things that we have to understand, we have to pray effectively. And one of the things is to make sure that we're straight before we try to pray for somebody else. Because oftentimes we have a whole lot of stuff and we try to pray for other people and we're just bombarding out the top of our head. Because if we can't deal with our own stuff, our own unforgiveness, our own bitterness, our own grudges, we cannot very well go into the presence of God. This goes back to what we were talking about the salvation part, about the relationship part with God.
Even last week you mentioned it, Pastor, because the Spirit is not going to dwell in an unclean place. And so if you're not right and you're trying to play the role of the master intercessor and you know you got junk, that's not going to work.
No, absolutely not. And like we said, He's not going to dwell in an unclean temple. Sure, you might have all of the familiarities of a great intercessor, but intercession goes past what you feel, what you think, what you see, and it's prayer is not arrogance. Prayer is humility and sincerity, and most of all, it's a very forgiving spot. It's when we intercede, we can actually feel repentance. I know I can feel forgiveness.
Yeah.
For the person you sincerely want to forgive, those that have wronged you or hurt you, you really don't want to hold bitterness or animosity
and
grudges against people. So being led by the Spirit of God is a must. You have to have that.
One thing that we look at when, you know, because a lot of people have felt that, you know, writing down their prayer made it less effective. But, you know, I see it the same way as journaling, and that's something that a lot of people should do. When you're journaling your thoughts and your interactions and whatever it is that the Lord has spoken to you in any particular moment, understanding that prayer is conversation with him speaking to you, you speaking to him in return. And even in your journaling, if God has spoken something significant to you that you wrote down, don't disqualify that.
Yes.
Because it allows you to go back and reflect on what God has spoken, and then when the manifestation takes place, you can go back and chart that.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
To me, it's almost like with our children. When our children, especially our first child, we're excited, so we keep a growth chart. Every little thing they do, we charted it, and we wanted to go back and, oh, you remember you were 2 months, you did this, and 4 months, you did this. It's that same way when you take time to do that directed prayer. When you're beginning to write these things down and you're calling these things out to God, and I can go back now and pick up journals that I did back in 2009. And read over some of the things that I had a conversation with God about, and to see the manifestation and how much I've changed blesses me. But had I not written it down, I may not be able to have that moment where I can recall and actually see what God has done on my behalf.
Absolutely. And most of all, we have to understand that we need to pray the Word of God back to God, because it reminds him of his promises to us. And then we don't pray all over the place. There are three reasons why we pray. It says that we pray the Word of God because our hearts should be in our mouth when we speak to God. What's in our heart should really be spoken. And it's a scripture that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
The mouth speaks.
So whatever is in your heart will come out of your mouth. That's why it behooves us, if I could use that, to make sure that the right thing is in our heart. And then it says, it also builds our faith, and it also pleases God, because it is an expression of our confidence in his word and his integrity. It's not about us, but it's about his integrity, what he's able to do, who he is. And then when we have focused prayer, you use the analogy about the Volkswagen. I think it was you or either Dr. Crum, about the person that had prayed for a car, or it was a PT Cruiser.
Oh,
prayed the PT Cruiser thing.
Cruiser, yes.
Yeah, the PT Cruiser, and she got a little car someone had given her. And we must be specific with God. Said, pray in such a way that you will know afterwards that what you prayed for, you will recognize when the answers to your prayer is manifested. So,
Amen.
You said, the journaling on such and such a day, Lord, I came before you with this petition. But then you can go back, like you said, and say, Lord, I thank you because on such and such a date, the manifestation to the prayer prayed back in has come to fruition. And that's a wonderful thing. But, you know, Pastor Val, we have to understand that taking on intercession and taking on the position of intercessor, you have to know that this is an assignment for you from God. Everybody is not called to intercede. Everybody cannot be an intercessor. We can all pray, but there are certain people you have to have the tenacity, the dying to your flesh, the giving of yourself on the behalf of somebody else mindset to be an intercessor, because as sure as you start interceding, the enemy will come after you with stuff, and he will remind you even while you're praying, you know you were mad today, how can you pray? And so he comes to us with fear, because whenever we pray, the enemy always bombards us even harder with stuff. He wants to throw us into a doubt, fear. And fear is false evidence that appears real to us. It's really real. It's false evidence, but also sometimes it's real evidence. It can be really real. Some of the stuff that is really happening is true. But do you have the endurance, the stick-to-itness to stay there and not come back, not come down from the prayer assignment? I use the words in prayer, help us to man the watch and to remain on the wall of prayer, because it takes staying on the wall. It calls for you in the middle of the night when God wakes you up. You don't try to squeeze out the extra hour when he says, I need for you to get up now. You know, you have to get on up, and sometimes you have to walk around looking crazy all day long because you laid before him for somebody else, and it wasn't even you. It wasn't your husband. It wasn't your wife. It wasn't your children. It wasn't your job, but it was somebody else, somebody that you don't even know. And somebody, sometimes God will have us to pray for something or someone that is just just living a wretched life.
Yes.
But we find ourselves interceding and crying out before him. And we have to ask God to help us. It's not easy to allow us to pray for the needs of others, because sometimes we need prayer ourselves.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
the putting aside our stuff for somebody else's stuff. So.
Amen. And I think, too, Pastor, even for those that have been called to the role of an intercessor, and as you stated, sometimes we need prayer ourselves, but we put aside what we're going through and what we're feeling for the benefit of others. You've got to know that even with your stuff, God is taking care of it, because while you're praying for someone else, he's laid you on the hearts of others.
Absolutely.
So when you're spending this time to intercede on the behalf of someone else, trust and believe that God has also someone praying for you. And I think sometimes intercessors have felt like, oh, Lord, I'm praying for these people. Ain't nobody praying for me. But no, trust and believe that there is someone praying for you, the same way that you're spending this time praying for others.
Absolutely. And we have to know that the enemy would have us to give up. He would have us to say, oh, it's no use. He would have us to say, you know, I just can't do this anymore. But when I was reading it to this evening, preparing for this, the scripture tells us to resist the devil and he will flee.
But not only
will he flee, but you got to keep him on the run.
And
that's why we pray fervently. That's why we pray effectively. His main job is to keep us from praying. Because he knows if we can get a prayer through, we're subject to get an answer to God. He doesn't want us to get the answers, because he always wants us to feel that God is not listening to us. and we have to understand when we start praying, there's strong resistance in the natural and in the spirit realm.
Yes.
That's when we are praying for family members and other things. That's when everything seems like it's going like it's crazy. So we're going like, Lord, do you hear the prayer? Why are they acting like this? It's because the enemy would have us to believe what we think we see is real. So we have to take firm control over our thought pattern. And we have to take real firm control over our mouth. Because sometimes what we think oftentimes come out of our mouth. And after we've prayed the positive, we cancel it out with the negative.
With that negative.
Because that flesh just, it kicks in and just causes us to confess the wrong things out of our mouth. So we have to cast down every contrary thought and every whatever it is to just shut it down. Sometimes we just have to be quiet. Older people used to say, just study to be quiet.
Hush.
You know, just hush up because it's not working. We pray a good prayer. And then my grandmama used to say, and my mama used to say, the cow gave a good pail of milk and then you came back and kicked it over. You hear people pray prayer, and then all of a sudden you hear this thing, Lord, if it be your will. What?
If it be your will. Oh,
Lord.
If it
be your will.
If it be your will.
Well, if you prayed the word of God, you
if
already
you prayed
his
the word.
Will.
If you are a student, you ought to know his will.
Hello. Hello. So before we go anywhere in prayer, we must remember to confess our stuff before God so that God will listen to us. Because some people just think they can just run in from smoking and drinking and just go to praying. Hello. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah.
Well, you left out some stuff, too. But, you left out some stuff.
Yeah, we could come in from the Saturday night. And remember, we said last week, he was there when we laid on our backs.
Yes, he was.
With someone that wasn't our husband or our wife.
Yes.
He was there the whole time, so he saw the whole thing. And the thing is that we have the audacity to act like God doesn't see us and that we are okay doing our stuff. And this is where the road really meets the rubber, this point of confession before you even try to enter into his presence. And I'm reminded of that priest that used to go before the Lord on the behalf of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches us that in the Bible they used to put a string around their ankle and they had bells around their waist that would shake. He would shake those bells while in the presence of God on the behalf of others.
Yes.
And if he or himself had anything wrong, the bells would stop ringing.
Drag him out.
And they would have to drag them out. I don't want God to have to drag me out. Oh, God, help me, Jesus.
Mm-mm.
I don't want him to have to drag me out. And I constantly, confession is daily. Salvation is a daily cleansing, a daily washing. We never get away from it. We never leave it alone. We're always there. We are always there for a washing and a purging and a cleansing.
Amen.
Because his word is forever washing and purging and cleansing us.
Yes.
Pastor Val, I'm not sure if somebody wants to ask a question, but because we are down to 11 minutes, if they have a question, they would. So
if you have a question or comment, you can press 1, and we can bring you live.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it also tells us about confession with our mouth and believing God in our heart. Then it tells us to give him thanks. We give him thanks and praise while we're even entering in prayer. Oh, Father, you're good. You're merciful.
Mm-hmm.
You're loving. You're kind. We thank you for your kindness, for your goodness today. And then we give him praise and declaring that he's just supernaturally wonderful and he looks beyond our faults and he really sees our needs.
Yes,
and even when we're in a hot mess ourselves, he still extends grace and mercy to us. It says that there are many styles of praise. There are many styles of worship. There are many styles of prayer. Some people have not matured as others. Some people are still learning the the ministry of prayer, because it is a
mm-hmm.
ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I use that term, and I don't use it lightly, because
amen.
Some people think that they're prayer warriors, but they're really not. Prayer warriors, I believe that I'm an intercessor, but there are some people that are really far, far, far way ahead of me, because they've been at it for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just like it used to be this commercial years ago. I can't remember it, but it was saying that there's no wine before it's time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time process in this. There's putting the time in. Old people used to sing a song, put your time in, payday's coming after a while. Prayer is putting time in with God. Like you said, taking that time to talk with him, to journal
mm-hmm.
with him, to speak
mm-hmm.
to him. And then also, when he responds to us, what is he saying to us first?
Yes.
Is he saying, I need for you to drop this? I need you
yes.
to forgive over here. Do you really love me? Because if you really love me, I want you to spend more time. This morning I felt convicted because I was praying. I had my time with God in the car. I was very focused, but I was on the road. And
mm-hmm.
I felt like that was not where I needed to be. But at
right,
the time,
right.
I was prompted to pray because I could feel warfare while I was driving. I could feel it. And I had to pray. And had I not prayed, I couldn't see how the enemy would try to have used it as a weapon. So we thank God
mm-hmm.
for even prompting us to pray.
Right.
And many times we need to respond wherever we are. I saw on Facebook that there was this gentleman, he was in Walmart, and God prompted him to talk about the goodness of the Lord in a Walmart, and people were
yeah.
just walking in. But he stood there, and he gave the plan of salvation. He talked to them, and so many
mm-hmm.
of us, we said, no, no, the Lord hasn't called me to pray. No, the Lord hasn't called me to sing. The Lord has, but he really has called us to do some stuff, Pastor Valerie, that
yes,
we really
yes.
don't want to do, and
that's
we really
true.
Want to ignore. And one of the things, it says the ministry of intercession involves all the other types of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It involves the needs of others and the advancement of God's interest in the world. It is not focused on praying for things for oneself, but praying for others.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's not selfish. It's selfless.
Yes.
Because
yes.
so many people are selfish instead of selfless.
But you find those that are selfish in their praying really don't understand what prayer is about. And that's why their prayer is selfish, because they've been taught or not taught at all that you
mm-hmm.
can ask God for anything and he'll give you whatever you ask for.
Mm-mm, not true. And I'm
not
so glad
true.
That he doesn't, because had he given me some of the stuff that I have asked
oh,
for,
my.
I'd be crazy as a loon.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I think all of us probably would be, Pastor. And that's why it's so important. You know, you got the Holy Spirit in you. Utilize it. Sometimes
yeah.
our flesh does not even know what we have need of, but the
Hello.
Spirit knows what we have need of. So sometimes
yeah.
just be quiet and just go to that quiet place and allow the Spirit that dwells
yes.
within you to begin to speak on your behalf.
And when he speaks on your behalf, be willing to accept what he said, because it can protect you. It can keep you from killing yourself or doing something you have no business. Oftentimes,
yes.
God has told us no, and we rolled right over top of it because we wanted it, because we
well,
had
because,
to have it.
Because he didn't really say no. Because
yeah.
he really didn't say no. Because he was quiet, I perceived
right.
that it meant it was okay.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Or we say, I hear this so much, and it worries me. God knows my heart.
Ooh.
He sure does.
He sure does.
He
sure
does.
He sure does. He He knows that it's far from him.
Right. And so we have to learn how to wait. It says that we have to learn how to wait on him. It said, who was it? David said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
Wait, I said,
on the Lord.
So
that means that we have to learn how to be steadfast, not moved by what we see or what we hear or what has been done, but we're just learning how to just stand still and wait. Well, I can grow old waiting. Well, you're going to grow old anyhow, so you might as well wait on God. Amen.
Yeah.
So, and we are finding that now it says we are to wait patiently on God. If we are always talking in prayer, we will not be able to hear what God is really ready to say. So we have to learn how to be quiet. You, would you say, study to be quiet? Shut up.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, and in this season, a lot of people don't understand. Well, I'm praying and my prayers are not being answered. And I ask the Lord and I give my tithe and my offering and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to understand we are in a season of warfare.
Yes.
And the strategic attack is to stop the intercessors from praying.
Amen.
Because we have become so... what's this word I want to use? We've become so needy and greedy that we, like you said, totally ignore what God is trying to say. And we ignore what he's trying to show us because we want to have our way. It's just like a person told my husband and I one time, oh, I went to the car dealership and I went on the lot and I laid hands on a car and I prayed over the car because I believed that that was my car. And my husband looked at me and I was just standing there and he said, well, did you have the money for the car? No, God, I believe God told me to go to the parking lot and pray over the car. So when the salesman came outside and he said, he asked the person, could he help them? And they said, yeah, the Lord told me that this is my car. And he said, well, ma'am, do you have the down payment? No, but the Lord said that need I say anymore?
Help us, Lord.
We need to stop with the madness, okay, because I know that God can reward us, and
he
wouldn't take us a place to make him look foolish or make us look foolish, because when he does things, he clears it all the way through. He takes it through the whole process into the finished product. So we have to be careful going places and saying, laying hands on stuff. I'm not laying hands on nothing that God had not told me, because I remember when God was blessing us and we were scared half out of our wits. And when the Lord started doing the process, and I said, Father. And when he finished the process, all we could do was cry because we knew that God had done it. Okay? He did it. He took us to the place. He told us exactly what to do. And then we had to learn how to be quiet while he was processing.
Amen.
And processing requires a place of quietness. Back to you, Pastor Vale.
Amen. Well, we just thank God for time with him today, this afternoon, and for all that you've shared with us, Pastor, concerning prayer and directed prayer. And I hope that this has been a blessing to each of the listeners. I want you to mark your calendars if you've not already gotten the information. Kingdom Ministries Global Church will be presenting Spiritual Warfare Retreat, Equipping Leaders for Warfare, July 29th in Gloucester, Virginia. If you're friends with Pastor Carolyn, you can go to her Facebook page and you'll find the event there. But this is going to be a tremendous move of God, and we will be, I'm sure, sharing more concerning prayer even in the retreat. So, again, we thank each of you for joining us. We ask that as we are praying for you, that you pray for Pastor, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, and myself, Pastor Valerie, and know that we love you. We love you. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. And thank you for joining us tonight. We look forward to coming back next Monday night in Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. God bless you all. We love you all. Have a wonderful, blessed, and safe night in the Lord. God bless you all. We love you.